Working from home took a hit today, and why? It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 28th day of April. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other business news, the Fed said something today about interest rates, and the markets moved upward, for a while anyway. Investors are sitting on plenty of cash, and a recent survey says that money will soon enter the stock market. Looks like we're back to eating at restaurants. The trade gap widened, but that's not necessarily bad news. Have you heard about Bitcoin fog? You will today. We've got the Wall Street Report, Facebook beat market expectations, and yet another corn story. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers. At ntpda.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yes, you can follow us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the world of remote work just got a bit of news. Today, Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, said he wants all of his employees back in the office by July. Forbes is reporting that this is a, well, change of heart for Dimon. Back in mid-April, the investment bank and financial institution planned to have about 25,000 employees working permanently from home. Dimon said 10% of its 255,000 U.S.-based employees may work from home full-time, and others could continue to work remotely for some time to come. In a memo, Dimon said about the return-to-work mandate, quote, as the U.S. surpasses its goal of more than 200 million COVID-19 vaccinations administered and more cities and states lift restrictions, we will open our U.S. offices to all employees on Monday, May 17, subject to our current 50% occupancy cap. The firm will then gradually bring back all of their employees by July. We'll see. Today, the U.S. Central Bank said that while the national economy is improving, the Fed will leave interest rates near zero. CNN is reporting that interest rates will stay in the range of 0 to 0.25% until the Fed's goal of maximum employment and inflation of about 2% over the longer term is reached. Even though investors are growing nervous about the reopening of the economy that could lead to a sudden spike in inflation that could force the Fed to raise interest rates sooner, the central bank has been steady in its view that rate increases won't happen anytime soon. The Fed reiterated that it expects the price increases during the reopening of the economy will be temporary and won't change inflation expectations much in the long run. The bottlenecks in global supply chains, which are also driving up prices, are also temporary, even though it's hard to predict how long they will take to resolve. The other side of the coin is full employment. And Fed Chair Jerome Powell today said, quote, we are a long way from full employment, and for many people previously employed in the services industry, the jobs landscape might look very different as employers reassess their hiring needs, end quote. Stocks briefly rose after Powell spoke, but seesawed until the close, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Speaking of stocks, investors are sitting on mountains of cash, and Business Insider is reporting that, at least here in the U.S., those investors will soon be dumping cash into the markets. A survey by UBS Global Wealth Management that was released today indicates that 41% of global investors told UBS they're considering increasing their holdings in stock over the next 6 months. And 64% believe equities are an effective avenue for diversification during economic recoveries from the pandemic. Meanwhile, the survey found that U.S. investors were the most upbeat worldwide, as 70% expressed confidence in their economy, a climb from 52% just 3 months ago. Their optimistic view on stocks accelerated to 71% from 59%, with that gain coming alongside 61% of investors expecting inflation to rise over the next 3 years. Well, as coronavirus restrictions ease, Americans are headed out to eat at some popular chain restaurants. The Associated Press is reporting that profit for the company that runs Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, and KFC restaurants more than tripled during the first quarter, and same-store sales have surged. Yum Brands earned $326 million, or $1.07 a share, for the period that ended March 31st. Now, that is in stark contrast to last year, during the same period when revenue fell to just $83 million. And get this. Back in 2019, Yum Brands posted revenue in this same first quarter at $262 million. That means that this most recent quarter outpaced the first quarter of 2019. Sales at stores open at least a year, that's a key gauge of restaurant operators' health, saw Taco Bell sales climb by 9%, KFC's same-store sales increased by 14%, and Pizza Hut, well, those sales grew by 16%. Today, the Census Bureau released the numbers for the U.S. trade deficit, and we learned that March was the third month in a row where the deficit increased. Market Watch is reporting that the upsurge mostly stems from the American economy recovering faster than other countries. The advanced trade gap in goods climbed 4% to $90.6 billion for last month. U.S. imports of goods surged by 6.8% to a record $232.6 billion in March. Americans are buying more goods generally during the pandemic, and foreign producers of food, drinks, consumer electronics, autos, and industrial supplies have all been big beneficiaries. Meanwhile, on the other side, exports have recovered more slowly than imports because the economies of other countries haven't recovered as rapidly as the U.S. The result has then been a softer demand for U.S. goods. We'll forgive you if you've never heard of Bitcoin fog. I mean, we hadn't, so perhaps you hadn't either. So what is it? Well, launched back in 2011, Bitcoin Fog is one of the original Bitcoin Tumblr or Mixer services designed to help folks stay anonymous with their cryptocurrency payments, especially on so-called darknet online markets that traffic in drugs and other illegal products. Sounds illegal? Well, yeah. Today we learned that the founder of Bitcoin Fog has been arrested and charged with money laundering. Reuters is reporting that Roman Sterlingov, the alleged principal operator of Bitcoin, was detained in Los Angeles. According to the IRS, more than 1.2 million Bitcoin worth, approximately $336 million at the time of the transactions, were sent through Bitcoin Fog. Now you know. It was a tough day on Wall Street, even after the Fed said it would leave interest rates alone. The S&P 500 closed down by 3 points to settle at 4183. Earlier in the session, the broad index hit a new intraday high before falling in the final hour of trade. The Dow lost 164 points to close at 33,820. The Nasdaq fell by 39 points to 14,051. Boeing lost nearly 3% after posting its sixth straight quarterly loss. Google parent Alphabet reported better-than-expected earnings after the bell yesterday, and today the tech giant was up by 6% in the morning trade. The company has seen its revenues increase by 34% from just a year ago. Meanwhile, Facebook reported earnings today after the bell, and the company beat expectations for quarterly revenue. Revenue, mostly from ad sales, rose to $26.1 billion. That beat estimates that pegged revenue at $23.6 billion. And Facebook's active users, well, rose by 10% to 2.85 billion people. Also after the bell, Ford reported higher earnings that were not expected on Wall Street, and the company raised its earnings guidance for the year. And finally, there is this, yet another corn story. Your popcorn is about to go up in price. The price of commodities is soaring, and that could soon translate to higher prices on grocery shelves globally. Axios notes that the price of corn, a staple commodity, has risen over 40% since the beginning of the month, as the pandemic has tightened labor supplies and bad weather has knocked out some crops. Traders of commodities have also driven prices skyward. Companies like Coca-Cola have already said that they'll be raising prices on the backs of higher commodity costs. So, there is that for all of us to plan for. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.